I mean, it's unprecedented, I think, for a consultant dermatologist serving Donegal and indeed the entire northwest with Sligo and so on to say that they just can't cope now, and that effectively GP referrals are becoming a lottery in terms of their prioritisation. So this is just a further, for want of a better expression, nail in the coffin of the ministerial life of James Riley, who has had calamity after calamity. But I think consistently, and it's not just to criticise the current government or indeed absolve previous governments for the disdain with which the North West has been treated over the years in terms of services. And while we're waiting for a dermatologist that the HSE nationally will say they've provided funding for, you know, they've given some small monies to appoint these the second dermatologist, but while at the other hand, stripping out serious capital from the budgets of Letterkenny General Hospital and Sligo General Hospital. And, you know, it's laughable. It's like saying, as I said in the piece, it's like telling Jim McGuinness to go out and win Sam Maguire without any players.
What we also see in a national level, though, is Enda Kenny's unwavering support for the minister, i.e. These calls are going to fall on deaf ears.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. I mean, certainly there seems to be a kind of a blind approach being taken by the Taoiseach heretofore in the context of so-called health reforms, the budget overruns and all the catastrophes we've seen in that area. But last week we also saw the Taoiseach say that he was going to take personal responsibility for overseeing the reform of the health and social welfare services. Hardly a vote of confidence in Minister Riley.